Lisa.
Could you point out to me what is it that's considered Yachting Solutions and what is it that's considered City?
Just yeah, so I think Mike can do that for you. Right there.
So the wave break itself and this, yep. And that this all then would be the
this
city park?
This would be the city.
The reorganization of the moorings would be considered whose territory?
That would be city.
That would be city as well.
Possibly funded by others. Well.
And also,
funded by others.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right now, the restroom that the yachts right. is going over there, so we'd need to build a restroom and showers.
Yeah, just a point also to everybody. This is just concept. I mean, this has been talked about for a long time. Right. And I've had a lot of comments on, does this mean this is actually going to happen? And that's still long term. As everybody knows, we've been working on this for 20 years. And it's all contingent upon grants because everybody is thinking we're going to get an amphitheater in here. I mean, it's a nice thought, and it'd be great to have. But this plan right here, as I'm telling everybody, should be looked at from land out, not from the edge of the water in. So, because this is all got to be redone with committee and the whole works.
I mean, the big part of the design of that current plan is that they were trying to solve the conflict between access and if the Harbor Master Building goes over here, then that goes away. It opens up more opportunities there, I think, for the events.
So, Tom, did Rockland share the cost of this planning project?
I think Yachting Solutions has taken on this right here. Mm-hmm. The city has not paid anything into it.
You haven't paid anything into it. I mean, it wasn't a plan that. So the changes in moorings. That's not part. Was that paid utterly separately? That.
Yeah, I think that's all part of this plan here that Mike's been working on.
So there was
the city will be taking on some expense soon because we're going after grant money and we'll need some plans at that point in time.
But at this point, we haven't been.
Not at this point in time.
Is that a grant for the fixing the pier, repairing
yeah.
the pier?
Yeah, we applied for a grant. Mm-hmm. 6 months ago,
Yeah.
And we weren't successful, so we're redoing it. And as we were talking about redoing and getting new plans for the grant, that's when these gentlemen came in and said, hey, let's try to do something together.
When you apply for grants, most of the grants have as criteria, they like to see private enterprise and public enterprise work together. They like to see research brought into it. They'd like to see education brought into it. So the more of these elements you can put into your grant writing, the more successful chances of success are. And this is, again, a great opportunity to put all these elements together. Where if we can get the support of the city and the chamber, all the elements here in the community that says, yes, this is a great future plan. Whether we can get a grant that does a fifth of it, maybe, and then 5 years later it gets, another one. But initially the idea is to try to get that plan cohesive enough so that you can build on it.
And will you lend us your grant writer who got you all of those hundreds of thousands of dollars?
We hired a grant writer that was they've been very successful all over the world, actually, building marinas. And we will be using them to manage our development here because there's so many regulations, yeah. So much paperwork that goes along with the work.
So understanding that we don't have any money at this point.
That's right.
And we're looking to go after, and over the past couple of years, we have attempted to get grant money, and we've been unsuccessful, but I hold out hope. So if we don't have any money, is it possible, and this is probably a question for you, Matt, can we reorganize those floats without any significant cost?
So that they can do their construction.
Yes.
Well, that was one of the stipulations that we talked about when we first met. And we basically said, we're already 2 years behind you. There's no way we're going to be able to, even if we started right now, we wouldn't have our floats changed in time to accommodate what plans they had.
You're talking about here?
With our current floats, yeah.
Right here and here.
So one of our main concerns was still being able to moor up the ACL ships. And so we drove down to Connecticut to the main office at ACL and brought the plans down, and a couple of minor changes with the plans, we're able to accommodate them as is on the public landing side.
Okay.
As far as anything else, the only other thing that needed to change was this metal dock that we do have that runs north and south. We had planned on not putting that in next year anyway, because the main reason is because of the seas that come in. Even on the smallest of days, no one likes sitting on that dock because it just back and forth.
They break all the pins every year.
The last 2 years, we've been replacing pins on that thing like every couple of weeks. And quite honestly, it's not a... That dock doesn't even fit with the rest of the docking structures. So, at any rate, we were going to pull that out anyway. I think the only time that we would possibly put that back in is just for the Blues Festival, when we know that we have a lot of boats coming for that weekend. But most likely, we'll end up using it somewhere else.
Okay.
Other than that, no. As it sits right now, we're...